Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. I'm so happy to have on the phone with us today Derek Jagger. He has a new position with the YMCA, and we want to learn more about that. And we want to, first of all, thank him for all the time that he has put in at the Hastings Y, but right now he has been the executive director there for many years, and now he is going to work with the North Equity Innovation Center, so we're anxious to hear more about that. Derek, first of all, welcome to KDWA. How have you been?
Well, thank you for having me, and I've been well, enjoying this wonderful weather we're having, and I'm getting anxious for school to start.
Oh, well, let's talk about summer. Doesn't it go fast?
Oh, absolutely. And this one, it just seems to go faster and faster every year.
That's because you're getting older and older. I hate to break it to you. That's how it works.
I think so. Yeah.
Derek, let's talk about your career with the YMCA, because I don't know that I remember your background. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have done with the Y and maybe what your background was before you came to the YMCA in Hastings?
Yeah, well, I've been very fortunate to have worked for the Y here in September. It will be 24 years.
Wow.
With the YMCA. So I'm very fortunate to have worked within the same organization, but, you know, with a large organization, I have been able to do multiple different things and keep me going forward. So, you know, I really have been, my background with the YMCA, when I was with programs, I did school age care, so before and after care, and ran some large programs in Eagan and in Shoreview. But then when I came to start running YMCAs, I was actually started off in the Hudson YMCA. From there, moved to the St. Paul Eastside YMCA, where I was executive director for about 6 years, and then moved to the Hastings YMCA. This would be back in right in 2013, where I was executive director up until about a month ago. So doing a lot of different pieces, a large variety of different communities and different pieces. But I think that's been the fun part for me, is to be able to see how different communities operate and, you know, kind of bring the best of all worlds together to be able to be the most effective.
Does each community sort of give a different flavor to the Y? I mean, you really have been in some very diverse areas. And I know in Hastings, the YMCA is so much of Hastings, and Hastings is a big piece of the YMCA of Hastings. So how do those intertwine in other communities?
Yeah, you know, it definitely does. And the Y so reflects the community that we serve. So, you know, at the core, we offer some of the same programmings, but how that's done, and more specifically, the partnerships that we have within each of the communities definitely reflects uniquely on the communities that we serve. So, you know, you will definitely see some differences as those go. But, you know, the partnerships and those collaborations are such a big part of the Y, and that's what really makes them unique within communities.
So this new position that you will take is going to be in the Equity Innovation Center. And is this something you were seeking out, or is this an opportunity that just presented itself? How did this come about, please?
Sure. So as the last year and a half has gone by, it's been hard on all of us in all of our organizations. So last summer, we actually had to reduce our staff by quite a bit. And at that point, executive directors such as myself were asked to take on multiple responsibilities as with the rest of our staff at the YMCA. So at that point, I was asked to take on Hastings YMCA for 50% of my job, and then work with the Equity Innovation Center for 50% of my job, so some association responsibilities. So I had been doing that for about a year, working 50-50, which definitely got to be quite a stretch. as it really didn't turn out to be 50-50 too much, as most people can imagine. But, you know, through then, as things started to loosen a little bit, and we were able to bring back people and kind of look at how we were going to be structured, this opportunity came up where I was going to be able to go to the Equity Innovation Center full-time. And that, so once again, that just started here in August. At this point, the Hastings YMCA Executive Director job will be hired, has not been hired yet, but will be split 50% with Hastings and 50% with Maplewood Community Center.
So the Innovation Center, the Equity Innovation Center, is that a new division of the Y, or how long has that been around, please, and what exactly is it?
Sure. So it's under what we call our social responsibility department. And, you know, we've really been doing work in this area for quite some time. However, the Equity Innovation Center itself was designed probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was really, it's really an opportunity for us to take some of the learnings and learning sessions, cohorts, to really start to go outside and work with organizations outside of the YMCA to offer services. So we do some work, and a lot of our team members do work internally with our YMCA, but the Equity Innovation Center itself does a lot of work outside with outside clients and outside businesses to offer these learning opportunities.
So can you give some examples of that? Are you talking about you work with other businesses? Do you work with nonprofits? Do you work with cities or communities or schools? Who exactly are these partners that you have?
Sure. So anybody who's looking for some leadership opportunities and leadership experiences around equity work, diversity inclusion work, we contract with. So a lot of what you mentioned, we work with. So we definitely work with schools, private businesses, and corporations. We work with cities, law enforcement, and pretty much any organization you can imagine we've worked with. So basically, people can reach out to us. We have a variety of different offerings, from standalone sessions to consulting services, all the way through to cohort models, where we might take an entire leadership team of an organization through a series, multiple session series, to help them establish their goals.
So is this something that you in your new position will reach out to organizations and tell them what the Y has to offer, or do companies come to you?
So it's really going to be a variety of both. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of organizations and contacts who do reach out to YMCA to see what we have to offer. Also, referrals and word of mouth are a big piece of what we do. So following up on those either return clients or those that our clients have referred is a big thing that I will spend a lot of time with. But also just reaching out to connections, people who I may know, or people who may, you know, have identified that they're going to start on this equity journey, we can reach out to them and let them know what that might be. So, of course, we have a large list of clients, and that's one of the main pieces that I will be doing is just engaging with the clients and helping build those relationships, helping them get connected to the work that we do, and helping them along on their equity journey for what we do. Also, as with Hastings and what we've been working on and what eventually turned into Thrive in Hastings, I'll be working specifically with communities and community initiatives. So communities who want to start working really jointly and collaboratively on how they can be a more welcoming community, we'll be working directly with them to take those steps to get ready to engage in some of the services that we provide.
Derek, when you say the equity journey, for somebody listening, what does that mean to you?
Sure. Well, you know, we really look at that as, you know, connecting our clients with really information and resources, insight, to really help them navigate our ever-changing communities and really learn ways to advance this inclusivity so all can feel welcome in their communities and look at some of these system changes that we might need to see so everybody can feel welcome and thrive within their communities. So that's what we do, is we work, you know, with our clients to help them kind of move down this path, really to identify, you know, why might we need to start talking about this? How are people, you know, there are people in our communities who don't feel welcome. And we can kind of try to look at that, I should say communities or within organizations, that we can kind of open our eyes a little bit and see things through other people's lenses, and really just create this more welcoming community or welcoming organization.
Dirk, I know you have been involved with Thrive for a long time. Give us a little bit of background about that organization also.
Oh, sure, absolutely. So, you know, years ago, Hastings, in between the city council and the school board, had come together to make a resolution that really simply stated that we wanted to be welcome and open to all in our community, and really wanted to take a look at how we might be able to take some steps to do a better job around that. So at that point is where we engaged actually with the Equity Innovation Center at that point, and we walked through a series of trainings, which we call our Community Equity Blueprint. And we brought hundreds of people together from the community to just kind of talk a little bit about Hastings and get a better understanding of who we are and our culture within our communities. And through that process, really engaged hundreds of community members to kind of come up with a plan of how we might want to take this work forward in our community. And at that point, through some of these goals and services, we were able to form a committee and really a steering committee, or just more importantly, a group of individuals who care about our community and want to see everybody thriving in our community. And they've kind of taken the leadership of this on since that, and have started to really build some perspective and offer some, what we've done a lot of is offer leadership experiences and speakers to come in to our community, and just to build that perspective and really have people listen and learn a little bit more about some of our people who live within our communities. So that's kind of been where we've been, you know, a nice large group of people who are volunteering their time to help our community grow and thrive.
Is this something that you're seeing in your new role other communities have done also, or do you think Hastings is unique in that?
You know, he at this point, Hastings is pretty unique in our ability to bring many people together and many organizations together to have these conversations. And what I'm finding right now as I'm talking to other communities that really kind of want to start this work is there's a lot of organizations who might be taking some steps around some equity initiatives within their organizations, and they really want to have that idea of how do we bring everybody together to support each other within the community. And that's really what this Community Equity Blueprint helps to do, that the Equity Innovation Center offers. And really what the Hastings community has been able to do is help bring multiple organizations together to have these conversations and really come together to see how we might move our community forward. So yeah, really a model of community and how, you know, that collaboration and really talking with each other and learning and growing together can really help a community move forward.
Dirk, I know that your position is going to be with the Y of the North. And how many Ys does that encompass, please?
Sure. So the Hastings YMCA is one of the facilities in the YMCA of the North. So we've been a part of that that association. I think at this point, I believe there's 23 locations physical YMCA locations. And then, of course, we do multiple camps, or family camps, overnight camps, day camps like our Camp Spring Lake, which is here in Hastings, and then multiple child care centers and other facilities around. So it's a large organization, and once again, the Equity Innovation Center is part of that through the Social Responsibility Department.
You were the executive director at the Hastings Y for 8 years. That has to be a special place in your heart, given the fact that I know you do live in Hastings as well. What are you going to miss the most about being the executive director of the Hastings Y?
Well, I would be lying if I said this wasn't a hard transition. You know, excited for a new opportunity, but to be able to be the executive director of the Hastings YMCA and really work with the volunteers and our staff teams through what the changes that we've been able to do at that time was just amazing. So, as you said, I do live in Hastings. I've lived in Hastings for a long time, and you know, the Hastings Y has always had a special place for me. So living in Hastings before we had a YMCA, before we had that type of offerings in our community, and then being able to see the Y be built and start to have, you know, my son in these programs as he was growing up was just amazing. So to be a part of this since 2013, you know, really taking that next step to run our capital campaign and complete our facility to now have a full facility, YMCA in Hastings, it was really a proud moment and just so thankful for all of our amazing volunteers and our staff teams who helped make that a reality. And, you know, I can always definitely look back and say that it had a big impact on the community and, you know, having that facility and all of the collaborations and partnerships for many, many years to come is certainly a good impact on the community. And I'm very happy to have been part of that.
But we're still going to see you on a treadmill there every once in a while, right?
Well, I'm definitely going to have to do that now, yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean? To blow off all the steam from your new job at the Equity Innovation Center. Derek, congratulations to you. Very well deserved. And we look forward to seeing all the good work that you continue to do. And we also are most grateful for all the time that you were the executive director. You were always very kind to give KDWA lots of opportunities to chat with you. So thank you so much. Continued success, Derek Jagger. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.